access.
Last gate, we're on the corner and there's an elevator. Could you go to the left and then to the right?
12, 22-934. Hello.
Hello.
Could we have the issuing authority identify themselves for the record?
Sure. Good afternoon, Attorney Owen Weaver.
Trooper Artis, A-R-T-E-S.
I'm sorry, Attorney what?
Weaver, W-E-A.
Okay, you sent me an email, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Attorney Weaver, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah, very brief for the panel. This is a suitability denial. The review and investigation off of the application revealed two arrests for domestic disturbances in early 2016 and 2019 with corresponding protective orders.
Are there convictions?
No.
Oh, is that why he's here? Is he going to testify about
it? Yes, he's going to testify.
Okay.
I'm the one who does the permit process in the town.
Oh, you're the permit guy.
Yeah.
Okay, do you...
Did you make the arrest?
Yeah.
I was at one call in 2016, but I was not the arresting officer. So I just have access to reports.
Do you have personal recollection of that?
I don't remember the case itself. So.
Okay, you can't testify from records that are supposed to be erased. So are you going to be able to testify at all?
I basically I'm here just because our old first selectman, she is no longer in office, and when I do my pistol permits, I do the background obviously,
right,
and the findings I give to the first selectman, and she's the one that makes the decision, and ultimately she decided that she didn't want to sign it based off of suitability for the past domestics that he was involved in.
Okay, well, we can
her no longer being in office. Usually she would come here, but...
And I think the point that you're getting to is, how does she know about the domestics?
Well, it's because of their prior arrests, so, you know...
Right, but if they're erased, you shouldn't have any access to them.
No, well, in my background, it's in-house searches and prior, you know...
Right, but you really can't use an erased record. You're not supposed to see it.
Was it on the application?
No.
The protective order may have the charges,
yeah,
which is fair game.
Okay.
But the details through an arrest report that's erased, we can't entertain.
Okay.
All right, counsel, you may proceed with your case.
Well, to be candid, the board has covered everything.
Yes.
Am I not allowed to do an opening statement as well?
Yeah, he does have work.
Yes.
Sorry,
have an opening
I feel
statement.
Like I'm a lawyer now.
No, I'm just doing a really bad job. Okay.
No,
sorry.
No,
it's a long day. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day for us.
So, I'll ask you afterwards, but I know integrity here is big, and so I'm not proud of those things, but I'm hoping to develop an understanding of why those things may have happened. But I really, what I'm looking for is exoneration. I really believe in the 2A, but I wouldn't be here to expose myself and relive these things if I didn't believe in the Second Amendment. But it's important for me to give you some of my background. I'm a 20-year military veteran. I'm a current 15-year paid fireman right now. I'm a union rep for 150 people in my union. And I'm a good person. And it's important for me to seek some vindication for things that happened in the past that are now preventing me to move forward with my Second Amendment rights. And that's what I hope to be able to demonstrate to you today.
I think it's important to clarify, because you were talking about exoneration. What we're talking about sounds like you don't have any convictions.
I do not.
Okay.
When I talk about exoneration, I think I'm talking about personal exoneration.
Okay.
That I'm not a bad person.
Ah. Okay.
Because this truthfully, to be denied this on those grounds, feel like it's something I would never live down, and so.
Gotcha.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And I apologize for not giving you the floor.
That's fine.
Okay. Attorney Weaver.
In light of the panel's comments, I will keep my questions for the trooper short. Trooper Artis, by whom are you employed?
Connecticut State Police.
How long have you been employed by the Connecticut State Police?
18 and a half years.
Where are you currently stationed?
In New Fairfield Resident Trooper.
And how long have you been stationed there?
14 years.
Okay, and as part of your job responsibilities, do you process and review gun permit applications?
Yes.
Did you review the application by the appellant here?
Yes.
Did you do an investigation?
Yes.
And could you just tell the panel what steps you took as part of that investigation?
Well, he comes in, fingerprints, normal background. We go about, if we have questions for other police departments, our own police department, we can request information.
And did you relay that, the information that you discovered from that investigation, did you relay it to the then sitting first select woman?
Yes.
Yes, and did she make a decision on the application?
Yes.
What was her decision?
Denied based on suitability.
Okay. I have no further questions for the witness.
May I cross-examine?
You may.
Thank you. Squires, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You've been to my residence, my old residence, 15 Indian Hill, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you were aware of that living situation I was in?
Yes.
And you were sympathetic to that, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So, and I've been living in New Fairfield now for 15 years total, and I've had no other incidences prior to 16 or 19, okay. And not since then.
Are you answering? Because you're nodding your head. It's
well,
not going to appear in the record.
Back
okay. Yeah, are you asking
We're talking
a
only now about, evidently about restraining orders, right? That's the only thing in play?
Okay, well, I don't know.
Never mind.
There wasn't a whole lot that just happened.
What was your recommendation? Because do you recall a conversation you and I had that you said that you make a recommendation and they typically just rubber stamp it?
So, in your situation, I did not make a recommendation. I had the findings, and I wrote the first selectman that, you know, these are my findings for your background. And she, in most cases, makes the decision about if somebody should have a permit or not. Like I said, she's not here, so. Knowing you, you know, I didn't make my own personal recommendation about whether you should or should not have a permit.
Understood. No further questions.
Okay. Board have questions?
What do you think? Now that you don't have a first selectman or that point isn't here, do you think that
so
the gentleman...
We have a first selectman.
We do have a first selectman. She was not obviously involved,
right.
involved
but do you
in the situation.
Think he's suitable? Is your opinion he is suitable?
So,
that's what it sounds
I don't
like.
Have... I personally, you know, having dealt with him and listen, I've been a resident trooper for a long time. It's a small town, so I know many people in town. I do not have a problem with him carrying a gun. I know he's an upstanding citizen. I know that he is a firefighter. He did, you know, you had a rough patch in that time period, and I understand that. So, to your question, yes.
Okay.
I don't mind.
And is the town going to present any evidence to the nature and circumstances of the incidents involved?
No.
Either through, well, you know, can't use the reports, I guess, but.
Well, it doesn't sound like you.
Or through the.
Yes, if you're not going to permit it,
then
no.
Or through the appellant. You can ask him. That's up to you.
He's got to put his case on, so.
Well, okay. Your call.
The town rests.
Other questions? Is the first? Is that the first selection?
She's the current first selection.
She's the current first selection.
She didn't make the decision.
Well, if she can. She could issue if she wanted to.
I voted for you, by the way. Hey,
is the last one the easiest?
Sometimes no.
But seriously, your opinion is knowing him is he's okay. I didn't know that was the first selectman.
Well, she's
it's her authority now to issue.
Right.
And certainly if the board ordered it, she would have to issue. So it's, you can make that call.
Does the first selectman have, yeah. Do you have an
Melissa,
opinion?
Melissa, do you want to make any comments? I mean, I don't know if it's fair to put her on. She's is familiar with the case, but it's not the
I'm not familiar with
okay.
the
okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Sir, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
At this point, I'm not sure there's much more to share. Except that I would just state, and although, you know, I take responsibility for things that happened in the past, as Trooper Artis testified to, I was living in a difficult situation with an individual that I no longer am married to. And I was trying to save my family, and she was hopelessly addicted to drugs and alcohol. And so I was, and I know that he could, I won't put words in his mouth, but I know that he would attest to that. And so in the course of that, it was a toxic situation. And, regrettably, I was not able to save my marriage, her, or my family, but I still have my sons, which is the best part, and I just want to move forward.
Thank you, sir. Did you want to ask any questions?
I just asked to clarify, are you living in a different house than when those two incidents took place, sir?
I am.
Okay. So you've removed yourself from that situation?
I have. She doesn't live in New Fairfield anymore either.
Okay. Thank you, sir. No further questions.
Support have questions?
I got to ask. 2016, what was the nature of the thing? What did you do or what were you accused of doing?
So when you read it on paper, it looks pretty awful, right? That's not accurate. Really, it's not. What I was trying to do was she was intoxicated. And she was trying to leave the residence, and I was trying to stop her from leaving, from killing somebody. She was extremely inebriated, and I was trying to stop her from being hurting herself or somebody else or smashing up our car. And so I was attempting to stop her from leaving the residence.
And how did you attempt to stop her?
By grabbing her.
I don't know what there's very little here.
Yeah, just by grabbing, by restraining her. It went from there.
What were the charges?
I'd have to look if you give me a moment.
Yeah. Strangulation. The issuing authority can jump in if you have the restraining protective order.
The 2016 charge was strangulation, second degree, which was subsequently dropped.
Do you know how long the protective order was in effect?
No, but I do know that part of his application was that he had checked yes to have you been a part of a protective order within the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have his application. That's missing from the packet.
Yeah.
Sure, do you know how long the 2016 protective order was?
They were minimal. They were, I think they were even downgraded, and before it was even adjudicated, I think that they dropped them. And they were never violated either, by the way.
Well, like 2 weeks or 2 months or?
I think the first one was only like 4 weeks, like a month or 6 weeks.
Okay.
And I believe the second one was somewhere very similar.
Was it the full no contact or?
No, because we had, our sons were younger then, so we had some contact still with them. Or I had contact still.
Was it a stay away? Like you had to stay?
Yeah, no threatening, no
threat
carrying
abuse.
A firearm, which I didn't own anyways. I think I had to stay away from the residence.
Okay.
At least the second one, I can recall that specifically. You know, I had to stay within X amount of feet. I mean, there were some exceptions, but.
Tell us about the second incident, 2019. What was it?
So the second incident was, my ex-wife had come to me and said that she was divorcing me, and she was going to move on with another individual. I wanted to salvage my marriage, so naturally that was heartbreaking to me, but I couldn't really do anything about it. We decided to try to cohabitate in the house we shared, or maritally owned, and I caught her one night speaking to the gentleman on the phone. I asked her, please, if you're going to do that in my home, can you just not do it in my home? Can you like drive somewhere else and take it outside out of respect for me and my boys? And subsequent to that, she did it again. And naturally, I think, in those emotional situations, anybody who's losing their wife to somebody else and then having it thrown in their face would, I don't know how even-tempered you may be. And so I tried to grab the phone out of her hand. She tried to grab it back. She scratched herself, and there was a pillow there. that I just kind of plumbed her. That was the extent of it.
And what were those charges?
Disorderly conduct.
Yeah, disorderly conduct.
All right. I think we got a decent understanding.
Yep.
See you, Grace. All right. You agree that's accurate?
Yes.
Yeah. Any other questions by anybody? Sir, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to try to clear my name and exercise my Second Amendment rights. Thank you.
Sir. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. I wish all closing statements were right. All right. Comments by the board?
None.
Attorney Cinetti.
You make a compelling statement. I vote for the appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you all very much. Wish we called you guys first.
Thank you. Good luck.